This is Linda Morgan for More FM and The River, and I'm speaking with Niagara's Acting Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Mustafa Herjee. Thanks for speaking with us today.
You're very welcome, Linda.
Now, I want to ask you about cold and flu season because it's here. How important is it to be up to date on your flu shot and COVID-19 vaccines?
I think it's very important. And I think it's for twofold. Number one, we're of course seeing there's lots of news stories about hospitals having a larger number than in children as usual who are being hospitalized. This isn't all for flu and COVID-19. There's other infections such as RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, which is also causing hospitalizations. But if you can get vaccinated against influenza, you can get vaccinated against COVID-19. That's, of course, going to take away two of the possible causes of being hospitalized. The other reason I think it's really important is that we do see with some infections that after you've had an infection and your immune system has had to work hard to fight off that infection, your body remains susceptible to other infections a little bit more for the coming next few, weeks to months. And so, for example, we're seeing increasing with COVID-19, that if someone has had COVID-19, after that COVID-19, they're more likely to have a more severe infection from something else because their immune system just isn't ready back to, fight off the next infection. And so if we can prevent COVID-19, we can prevent influenza, we make sure that what other infections are also going around aren't going to hit us as hard.
Now, you mentioned a jump in the number of people hospitalized with COVID-19, and we're seeing a jump here in Niagara as well. How do you think this season will compare to last year in terms of case numbers? Do you think that there will be a surge in cases?
I think we're going to see more infections of really all infectious disease this year. Last year we were doing a lot of things still to slow the spread of COVID-19. Everybody was wearing masks. We were isolating people for, longer periods of time if they were sick. We're keeping our physical distance from others. And that really made sure that, influenza was almost non-existent. Most other cold viruses were almost non-existent. And COVID-19 was very low. Obviously, we're in a different point in the pandemic now. We're back to really our usual activities. And we're not doing the things to stop these infections from spreading. So all of them, COVID-19, influenza, everything else, is going to be affecting us at higher numbers than usual. And I think that's another reason why the vaccine is so important, so that while they might be spreading around more than usual, we're protected and we're not going to suffer the severe illness from them.
And speaking of the vaccine, can you get your flu and COVID-19 shots at the same time? And if you've had COVID, how long should you wait before getting your next vaccine?
Yeah, really important question. So you can absolutely get both your COVID-19 and your influenza shots same day, same time. Make it all one appointment with the pharmacy or with whoever your provider is, and you're good to go. In terms of waiting after being sick with COVID-19 to get your shot, in theory, you can actually get it right away. There's no reason why you're unable to get it, but it is advised that you should wait 3 to 6 months later. And the logic there is that you get stronger immunity if there's a little bit of a break there, that your immune system regroups after the infection and then get some additional training with the vaccine. So it's recommended you wait 3 to 6 months so that you can get the best possible immunity, but you're absolutely able to get it at any time.
And what have your conversations been like with other healthcare professionals about COVID-19 lately? Would you see that there's a large concern? Or would you say that there's a large concern about a jump in cases?
There's certainly a large concern, I think, by some of infections from COVID-19 and hospitalizations from COVID-19. But I think more generally, what I'm hearing from healthcare providers is just the combined impact of everything. That you have COVID-19 hospitalizations, you have influenza hospitalizations, you have hospitalizations from respiratory syncytial virus and other infections. And all of that is really adding up to this enormous pressure. And we're not yet at the worst of this. COVID-19 is on its way up. It has not peaked yet. Influenza is on its way up. It has not peaked yet. And the concern is how much worse it could potentially get going forward. And so I think the things that we can do to make sure we don't see that really bad outcome everybody's worrying about is, of course, to get those vaccines we talked about, COVID-19 and influenza, but also to start wearing masks a little bit more again. I think if we do those two things, we can really minimize the amount of impact these infections will cause.
Some great advice. All right. Well, thank you very much for speaking with me today.
You're very welcome. And if I can just quickly emphasize that anybody aged 12 and up can get a booster dose this fall, no matter how many doses of previous COVID-19 vaccine they've had. So hopefully everybody 12 and up will go out and get those doses.
All right. That's good to know. Well, thank you very much for taking the call today.
You're very welcome.